And Jeremy, I think we are getting close to actually knowing what we're doing.
We're getting close. All right, here we go. We're going live. Did you start it over there, Ralph?
Yeah, we're starting.
All right, we're started. We are live. We are at NATA 2018. I'm joined with Brian Zeller. He has taken over the international committee from Mark Gibson, who recently joined me on the podcast as we talked about some of the international travel grants. And I just recently took a 16-hour road trip because it was 8 hours there and 8 hours back with Bubba Wilson. And he's spoke at a lot of conferences. He's here doing the AT's Care program. And I'm trying to scheme on how I can jump on that bandwagon and we can go to Costa Rica or, you know, some Spanish-speaking country, spend some time there and basically take advantage of these international travel grants and support what the International Committee is trying to do and promote the NATA, promote athletic training to these foreign countries. So, Brian, thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
It's a pleasure. I appreciate it.
All right, so you're taking over the International Committee. Tell me your history, your background with international athletic training.
Sounds good. Well, first of all, I just want to make sure I say Mark Gibson has done an amazing job. I know he's been on your show a few different times talking about international issues, and he's been the chair of our committee for the last 5 years. And his vision on what international athletic training is all about has been amazing. So it's been a pleasure to be able to work with him over the last few years and get set up. So my background basically is I teach at Winona State University, and I've done multiple different travel abroad experiences. I've taken about 125 students over to England and Ireland over the last 7-8 years. I've also taught internationally. I was a visiting professor at the University of Salford, which is in Manchester, England. And so I brought my whole family over there for a semester, taught for a semester, and had that experience as well. So I certainly have a passion for international. I have a passion for athletic training. And so being able to be part of a process that, number one, supports our members on an international scale. So whether you're working abroad, want to work abroad, we're hopefully going to be able to be a key site for you to come to be able to find information. But then number two, when you look at the conference here in New Orleans, there is a huge globalization piece to it. We have 7 international sessions in the next 2 days. We have 11 international experts that are here presenting on their area of expertise. So it's exciting. There's a lot of great things going on, and we're excited to be part of it.
All right, so what did you teach when you were over in England?
It's basically looking at healthcare systems. And so my wife is a nursing faculty, and so obviously I'm an athletic trainer, and so we would take half of the nursing students, half 12 or so nursing students, and then we take 12 or 13 students from my areas, whether that was athletic training or exercise science. But our goal is to look at our U.S.-based healthcare system with insurances, third-party reimbursement, that sort of thing, versus other areas, specifically England and Ireland, so socialized medicine. And so what is it like to be able to go to the emergency room or your primary care physician and not pay a thing? You know, how does that work? How do waiting lists work? How does, if I need care, can I get it right away? What's the advantages and disadvantages of things like that? So that's what we try to look at with our students. And we actually gave them a chance to, for the nurses, they got into the hospital. They were in surgery. They were in the emergency rooms. They were in critical care units. And for our sport group, we went to some of their professional teams. So we were at professional cricket, football. We went and saw their Olympic training center. So we were basically communicating with some of their healthcare professionals and how they take care of their patients, their athletes.
And so this is what you taught during that semester over there?
No, when I was over there for the semester, that's just the short course.
Okay,
so we would do
gotcha.
That over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When I was over there for the entire semester, then I taught in their sports rehabilitation major, which is basically equivalent to our athletic training. They have a sports rehabilitation. And so I was teaching a course on modalities, and I was teaching a course on upper body evaluation.
All right, very good. So you have plenty of experience taking kids over there, being international experiences. You said you have several international experiences. Did you mention any other besides teaching and taking the kids?
More so personally, and then being on the committee for, I was on the international committee for 3 years and then spent the last year as chair-elect. So I got to, ride on Mark's coattails, yep. Learn a lot from him as he's communicating with different people from around the world, and kind of get into a position so hopefully I feel somewhat competent to do what I need to do here.
All right, so obviously you have your eye on something. There's some trip that you're looking to take, somewhere you're looking to go personally and professionally, kind of mix those two together. You've been to Europe a lot, right?
Yeah.
So what is the next thing you are trying to do personally, professionally?
Well, personally, I'll travel wherever I can. My family loves to do that. We've had our kids over to Europe multiple times. In fact, last year we were over there for 3 weeks in England and Spain. So I'm looking forward to what's coming up from a professional standpoint. As part of my role as the International Committee Chair, I also sit now on the World Federation of Athletic Training and Therapy Executive Board. And so their World Congress is coming up again in 2019.
Is that in Brazil?
No, they haven't announced it officially. It's supposed to be announced tomorrow.
Okay.
So I can't really tell you at this point, but it should be announced tomorrow. But I'm excited for that. And we're looking forward to having an opportunity again. It was in Madrid 2 years ago. So we're looking forward to having something, maybe Asia or something like that, that might work out well. And really looking at expanding the ability for athletic training and athletic therapy from the World Federation standpoint, get it known more. You know, there's a lot of places around the world that don't understand what athletic trainers do, what athletic therapists do. And so we need to educate them, just like we've had to do domestically for a long period of time. That same process will happen now internationally.
All right, so we've talked about some of your personal experiences with international, and I've talked to, again, Mark Gibson about this, and I think Megan McKay about some of the international stuff that she does with rugby and over in Wales. What opportunities, what's next? As you're taking over the international committee, where are we going?
Well, there's a variety of things actually happening. Just recently, we had athletic trainers that were hired to work with the China national teams. There were a call out, and right now they just sent over 42 to 45 athletic trainers that are now working with their national teams over in China. They're actually looking at potentially doing more in the next few months as well. So look out for that. That could be another opportunity.
Now, are those like one-year commitments? Are they 2 years?
Those were two-year commitments initially. They wanted them to work with primarily their summer Olympic teams at this point to get them ready for Tokyo in 2020. However, people could end up signing up for another two-year period and potentially work with some of their Winter Olympians as well. So, and that's in Beijing.
Yeah.
So in 2022. So it's home ground. I'm sure they want to do well as a country. And so utilizing athletic trainers with our background and our skill set is, you know, an incredible thing that they've recognized that they have a gap in their healthcare system to be able to find something like that. And so we're excited to be able to do that. We're looking at opportunities maybe with international schools. International schools obviously are English-based schools around the world where, you know, kids are going. They have sports just like we do here in the States at the high school level. Why not have athletic trainers working with their athletic teams and with their student athletes, their students even, just the same as they do here in the States? So we're looking at trying to find ways to help promote that, educate athletic directors that are in those international schools around the world, Europe, Asia, wherever else it might be, and get them to understand the value of having an athletic trainer there. Those are probably the two biggest things that are going on right now from a going out and working type standpoint. Of course, athletic trainers can go out and find things on their own as well, which is what a lot of people have done in the past. They have an interest in a certain country, and they want to be able to find a position where they can utilize their skills. Now, the downside is it's not the same in every country. You know, there's different rules, there's different regulations, there's different recognition of what athletic trainers are, and they probably aren't called that
right in
that country. So they have to be able to go out and kind of sell their skill set and be able to be hired for that type of a position. And basically prove what they can do. And all those things help, because if we have one person that does that, then another person does that, and then somebody else recognizes what their ability is, and they're going to want more, and they're going to understand, or they're going to start to be able to develop opportunities for maybe the educational system in that country to be able to do things.
Yeah, I think my first exposure with international athletic training was Caleb Lott. He's at the Shanghai American School in Beijing. I think it's Beijing. And then we had that conversation on the podcast, and it was just like, it's really the same job you're doing, just a completely different setting, just different side of the world.
Yeah. Well, there's different cultural type things. There's language barriers. There's cultural barriers, and you have to be able to deal with that. But the China group, they have the Certified Athletic Trainers of China. They've just organized into a organization, and there's about 25 athletic trainers that are working in international schools over there, and they're doing a great job organizing. We had a nice presentation from Eric Chen in our international committee just yesterday.
All right. So what else is going on with the international committee?
Well, a couple things that are going on, like I mentioned, just talking this week. The International Committee, number one, has some awards that we're giving out. We want to try to recognize organizations or individuals that have done some tremendous things internationally. They've supported athletic training, and they've expanded the reach of athletic training. So this year we're giving our very first International Partner Award, and that's going to the World Federation of Athletic Training and Therapy. And then we have two Athletic Training Service Awards, which is given into an individual who's making a difference internationally. And Paul Newman is one reward winner. And then Yoshimi Osaki, happy, he goes by, is our other one. And Paul has done some amazing things from a mission standpoint. He works with Athletes in Action and has hundreds of interns that have gone around the world working as athletic trainers and providing that skill set to underdeveloped areas that really need that. And then Happy has done a great job, basically kind of the godfather of the Japanese athletic trainers organization. And he speaks 100 times a year about athletic training around Japan and has actually attended this meeting for like 25 straight years.
Yeah.
You know, so amazing contributions internationally. So that's one thing. We hope people can come out and congratulate them. We're going to give those awards prior to the EBP session tomorrow. So not infringing on that time frame, but trying to do it a little bit before that and recognize them. Also, what we've just basically got out this week, we have three things. You know, the infographics that the NATA has put out on different issues, concussion, mental health, heat illness, dental injuries, all kinds of things. There's about 25 of them. Well, what we've done is we've actually had those translated into 8 different languages. 9, actually, if you count the 2 different dialects for Chinese. And so online on the international webpage in the resource section, you can find the first one up there right now. It's on concussions. And so it's in 8 different languages. So that's something that can be utilized for athletic trainers that are maybe going to that setting or working with someone with there that's their primary language. And just to learn more. And the ones on mental health and heat illness should be up this week. So we're excited about that. And so those things are just being promoted right now here at NATA.
You know, it's funny how easily it is for non-traveled, non-cultured Americans like me. I spent a summer in Mexico, and someone told me that their dad there worked with Bible translators. And I was like, we already have Bibles in Spanish, but it was translating into the native, a tribal language that they were translating the Bible. And you just forget there's lots of other people besides just Americans. And so translating those things, those, you know. And when I'm talking to Caleb, they don't have any athletic trainers or sports healthcare professionals over there for those Olympic athletes. And that's why they're bringing over our athletic trainers to work with their team. So,
yeah, just another step. You have to be able to communicate. And unfortunately, not everyone obviously uses English. If we think that, we're not being smart culturally.
Right.
So we need to be able to recognize the fact that we have some tremendous knowledge base within the NATA. And why not share that? And why not share around the world? And if we can place these things into Russian and Portuguese and Spanish and Chinese and Japanese, then we're hopefully adding to knowledge base other areas of the world. And we want to try to do that. And so that's one of our goals. And so we're really excited. So, in fact, the little QR codes on the international lounge area,
yeah.
If you click on that, or if you take that photo, that'll take you right to the international page where those infographics are, and you can click on them in their PDF versions and print them, one-page things. Might be useful.
So there's a lot of opportunities. I think I mentioned it before where we talked about there's grants, and if, mm-hmm. like me, I'm a teacher in the secondary setting, so there's also teacher grants for travel grants. I've done it through Donors Choose. I've done it through Fund for Teachers. There's also some other, lots of other ones, but you can also partner those with some of the NATA International Committee grants to help go and make some of these impacts, to reach some of these places. And I think Mark did a good job of talking about, it needs to be, the International Committee wants to get in front of a big group. They want to be branded, have the NATA stuff on your presentations. Any other updates on applying for, utilizing those grants to have some of these experiences?
Yeah. So we've just went through our first year cycle of giving out those grants, and we used up our money that we're provided, which is great. We funded, I want to say, 12 different people to go overseas and speak at international conferences. And so we're just now starting to get some of that feedback on how everything went. But the grants themselves are located on the international website. So you can go there and find the International Speaker Grant Program. And it's a fairly short application, honestly. And the goal, again, and as you mentioned, Mark, as I'm sure mentioned this, but our goal is to get people that are out there doing some great research, doing great things clinically, doing great things educationally, and give them a chance to be able to share that message with people around the world. And if we have a chance to put NATA on the slide, people are going to start asking questions. Well, what is that? What do athletic trainers do? And as soon as they start asking those questions, it's our chance to educate more. And it's our chance to recognize what we do more. And so that's a way for us to do that. Those applications are open year-round. If we do run out of funds, then either we ask for more or we're done for that year. But we'll cross that bridge when we come. We haven't yet. But again, there's high-priority conferences that we're trying to reach where, as Mark mentioned, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of healthcare professionals. And so if we can reach other physicians, therapists, PAs, all kinds of things, whatever that country might have, then that's ideal.
All right, so some of the feedback that you might have gotten from your students as you were taking them on the study abroad for the 2-3 week course, what is their feedback from that?
I think resoundingly they love it, of course. You know, any chance you get a chance to take students over to a different country and be able to experience that, it's exciting. And, you know, I think we're not any different than a lot of other travel abroad programs at Winona State, where our goal is, number one, to make sure that they're educated on what we want from a content standpoint. So they need to learn what we're trying to teach them as far as different healthcare systems. And so we do that. But we're also going to see as much as we can.
Yeah.
And we're going to go see the sites. And, you know, for us, you know, we spend a week up in Manchester with our partner at Salford. We spent a week in London, and then we spent 6 days in Ireland. Primarily set up in Dublin there. And so we're going to, you know, all those cultural sites. You know, we're seeing Big Ben and London Eye and the Tower of London and Kensington Palace and going to Stonehenge and going to Cliffs of Moher and Wicklow Mountain. So those things, those are part of the experience. And so just giving them a chance to see things and talk with people, honestly, just from the communication standpoint, try different foods. You know, our goal when we go over and do something like that is, you know, you're going to see a Starbucks. Don't do it. You know, you're going to see a McDonald's. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Let's go experience where we're at, and let's do things that you haven't done before. Push yourself off the boundaries a little bit. And I think that's what international travel is all about. Seeing new things, experiencing new people, and loving it. And that's what we want to see.
Very good. All right, any last thoughts on international committee, what's coming up, or how to get a hold of you?
Well, number one, there's always things going on from an international perspective. This conference is a great thing where globalization is a hashtag. And there's things coming up. How can we make sure we're continuing to broaden our scope a little bit from where we work and where we live and how we can help patients? That always can be a case. As far as contacting me, we have an international committee Twitter account now. We're on Facebook now. We're on LinkedIn. So if you look up NATA International Committee on any one of those three different social media areas, you'll be able to find us. And so please like us, follow us, all those great things. For me personally, I work at Winona State University. So my email is B as in Brian Zeller at winona.edu. Happy to answer any questions that have to come up regarding International Committee. If you have questions about a variety of things from an international setting, I'm happy to try to give you my 2 cents.
All right, so you can basically Google NATA, International Committee, and it'll probably take you to one of those social media things.
I hope so. I'm not as social media savvy as some other ones, but the Twitter account is at NATA_IC. And the International Committee Facebook page, I think you should just be able to find with NATA, International Committee.
So, all right, so if you want to reach out to Dr. Brian Zeller, then he's giving you a couple ways to do that. Again, talking about the International Committee here at the NATA 2018 convention in New Orleans. So there's lots of opportunities. If you want to travel abroad, if you want to do athletic training abroad, if you want to learn about medicine or sports medicine abroad. There's lots of opportunities. Check the resources. NATA website, click on education and international or something like that. Anyways, find the international part on there or Google it or reach out to Dr. Zeller. So anything else?
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time today.
It's been great to talk to you. And I love that we're going elsewhere, that we're not just staying here, that we have the Japanese athletic trainers. We have the, would you say, Chinese Athletic Trainer Association organization.
Yep.
And, you know, the new master's program open up in like Madrid or Barcelona, something like that. And just
our Spanish friends are here. We have friends from Jordan that are here. So, yeah, all of our friends from the Canadian Athletic Therapists Association are here. So it's a worldwide thing.
Yeah, it's such a cool time in athletic training, and I'm glad you're getting to kind of lead us in that direction. So, again, Brian, thanks for being here.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Pleasure to meet you.